Gary, good afternoon. Thanks for being on. Finally, we got some games. High school football kicking off tonight.
Yeah, we do. And actually, had a couple last night, Chris. Had a really good game here between Brookwood and Sipsey Valley. Sipsey Valley led pretty much the whole way, and then Brookwood finally took a lead with about 3 minutes to go, 22-20, then added another touchdown to win it 30-20. And then we've got, you know, about half the teams playing tonight, and then the rest of them will kick it off next week, and we'll be covering the games, and then next week we'll start our Football Friday program, but tonight we'll have everybody covered. It is good, although, again, it's just like clockwork. We've had such a mild summer, and here we are, the first weekend of high school football, and, I mean, it's just stifling. In fact, people are now volunteering to take the Ice Bucket Challenge just for the heck of it. It's not even...
That's not a real sacrifice.
Yeah, that's right. So, but it's really hot. But it'll be a good night, and that's one thing about the evening. At least don't have to deal with the sun. So, and these, you know, it's all relative. I mean, these young men are in shape. You know, you and I walk outside for 10 minutes, and we're about done. But they're trained, and their conditioning level is such that they can handle it. So it'll be a good night.
It will be. And forgive me for not knowing this, Gary, but of the game you mentioned last night and some of the ones going on tonight, are those any of those the jamborees or the guy? Or, you know, I know the schools had the option; they could play jamboree, or this could be one that would count within the regular season itself. Are most of them in the area? This one is not just for show type of deal.
It's a good mix, and it is a little bit confusing, Chris. And it's been confusing for me, to be honest with you. You know, trying to get this first weekend and compile schedules, and thank goodness Tuscaloosa News put out their prep preview yesterday, but even they, you know, some of their schedules were a little bit conflicting because you would see, you know, one team had a game listed and one didn't. But it's, you know, by giving them this option of kicking it off this week, a lot of teams are doing that, but there are a lot of jamborees too, and there were a lot of jamborees last night. You know, many more jamborees last night than there were actual games that count in the standings. So it's about 50-50, you know, between the games that actually will count and those that are just, you know, jamborees or practice games against a, you know, different opposition, if you will. So it's a pretty good mix. But then, as I said, next week, you know, they all count. Everybody that plays next Friday night, it'll be a game that counts. But we'll have, you know, enough games tonight that it'll certainly have a high school football feel to it. But there are some jamborees, and we don't normally, and while I'm on your show, it's a good time for me to say this, because a lot of people call me about jamborees and we're playing so-and-so. We don't normally cover the jamborees simply because, you know, if you cover one, everybody, you know, wants you to cover theirs, and they don't count in the standings. But there is a special event going on tonight here in Tuscaloosa. It's a jamboree game, but it's a little something different. American Christian Academy is playing Westminster Christian out of Huntsville, and that's Coach Stephen Hooks, a longtime coach at HCA, is now the coach there at Westminster, and one of his pupils, Chris Smelly, is the coach at HCA, so they're going to honor Coach Hooks prior to that game, and a lot of his former players from American Christian are going to come out. So that's an event unto itself. So we are going to go out there to get some video of that event, but we've got enough games that, you know, that count in the standings. But it's a pretty good mix tonight between jamborees and games that count.
Yeah, that will be special over there at ACA for them to do that. Gary, tell me again for our listeners, talk about your Friday night show and the job you guys do covering West Alabama is fantastic with high school football. And again, I know we're starting that next week, but give them a little preview as to what that show is like.
Well, it is a good show, and you know, it's 30 minutes of high school scores and highlights, and then in the final segment we do have a little college preview where we look ahead to the Alabama game coming up that Saturday. But as you said, it's West Alabama. Now, we do get some Birmingham games, because a lot of times, as you know, the West Alabama teams are playing the Birmingham teams, and some of them are in the same region and so forth. But it's specifically, for the most part, focused here on West Alabama. And because it's 30 minutes, we can give our highlight packages are longer than they would be during a normal sportscast, where you might get 30 or 35 seconds. A lot of these games, you know, we'll do over a minute. And some games, you know, if it's a really big matchup with implications or rivalry implications, will do, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes worth of highlights. So we're proud of it. It's been around since I've been here. It's one of the first things that I put in when I got the job, back when it was still News Channel 49, was a 30-minute high school football highlights show. But it does. It starts a week from tonight, and we do it for 11 weeks, which goes through the entire regular season, and then the first week of the high school football playoffs. And then we continue to cover teams, you know, throughout the playoffs on our newscast. But it starts next week in 11 straight weeks, Football Friday. We encourage people to check it out, 10:30 every Friday night on WVUA, right out of the 10 o'clock news, and it'll go to 11 o'clock every Friday night.
Gary Harris joining us on our Bud Light Hotline, presented by Green Beverage, sports director, of course, at WVUA Television. You can find him on Twitter, at @GaryHarris_WVUA. The guys over at the University of Alabama, counting down the days, Gary, as well. Not a surprise that when the coaches' preseason all-league team was announced yesterday in the Southeastern Conference, Bama, LSU once again leading the way with 11 players on that preseason list.
Yeah, it's become like, you know, just something that you expect. The talent level at Alabama is such, you know, have, I think, six or seven first-team selections right around there, Chris, and then 11 total. Of course, Christian Jones doing double duty. You know, he got picked twice. But it speaks talent level of the Alabama team. And again, if you just base it on selections of preseason talent, Alabama's going to have a chance to win the West Division again. It is interesting, I thought, and you know, two really fine players. But you know it's a strong running back league when T.J. Yeldon, over 2,000 yards in two seasons at Alabama, his second-team coaches all SEC at running back. How about that one? You know, Mike Davis got the edge over him. And of course, obviously Gurley was going to be a first team selection, but I know Mike Davis is a really, really good player. But that tells you something about the SEC when T.J. Yeldon's second team.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing to say the very least. Camp continues again. We are at 8 days away from kickoff now. Has this camp thus far gone, in your mind, according to script, or did you think we would know pretty clearly who the quarterback for Alabama would be at this point?
No, I think it's gone to script. I had said on one of the fall camp Tider Insider updates that Rodney Orr and I were doing that I didn't expect Coach Saban to make an announcement on the quarterback until the Monday before the West Virginia game in his first weekly press conference. I thought that all along. I don't see any need for him to do it sooner. I mean, I guess maybe if one guy just came out and just totally blew you away, maybe that would have been a possibility. But I think he would have let this thing play through, even if there had been separation between the quarterbacks. And clearly, according to what he said, there has not been. So I think it's gone to form, and I think it's been a really good camp based on what little bit I've been able to see and what he has said about it. He has been very pleased with the way this football team has responded, and there have been some bumps and some bruises, but, you know, the guys that have been nicked up are now working back into form 8 days away from the first kickoff, and the anticipation is that by, you know, Saturday, August 30th, everybody will be ready to go there in Atlanta. You know, Tim Williams, suspended linebacker, back at practice. Now, well, clearly he's way behind, having missed basically all fall camp, but I think it's been a good camp. I think everything's gone well, and I never expected any announcement on the quarterback prior to this coming Monday. And I just hope we have an announcement on Monday. I believe we will, but, you know, I didn't expect it any earlier than that.
Gary, I was with Coach for a few minutes on Wednesday. We were taping his first TV show of the year, the preseason version of that. And I know there's been some talk about him being, all right, he's a granddad now. Has he mellowed a little bit? I'll tell you the feel that I have for it, and I want to get your reaction, your thoughts, and tell me whether you think I'm right or wrong on it. Yes, there's a little bit different feel. In fact, to me, there's a tremendously different feel from 12 months ago. I don't think it's him mellowing. I don't think it's him changing necessarily. I just think there was so much weight on the potential for history to be made last year that it made everybody tight. And this is not necessarily a clean slate. Good grief. Alabama's picked to win it all again, win the league again. You're picked to finish second in the country or better. But it's not the same as last year. Am I right or wrong?
I agree with you. I think there was a lot of pressure, and you coach the process, and you coach getting better and not worrying about external factors and you know, just doing all the things that you always do. But it's still there, you know, and you're going for history, and you got football players on that team, the junior class last year, the true juniors. All they knew was championships. They came in as a freshman and then as a sophomore won the national championship. I don't want to say that you expect to win it, but I think they felt pretty good going into the season, and it built up, and it was pressure. There's no doubt about it, and I think you feel it whether you do all the things that you're supposed to or not. It's there, and then when it's taken away from you like it was, as you said, maybe clean slate's not the right term, but you are kind of starting over. You're not the defending national champion. Heck, you're not even the defending SEC champions. And you get back in that mindset of, hey, we're the hunter again, and everybody's zeroed in. The last thing you remember was failure and not success. And I think from a coaching standpoint, it's always, as Coach Saban says, easier to coach somebody that's coming off disappointment than it is sometimes people coming off success. So I agree with that, and I think this is a hungry football team, and as I said, I think everybody's on the same page. Now, whether you get the results that you want, only time will tell, but I think that Coach Saban likes coaching this team, and I do think that they would have preferred to win it last year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you're seconds away from going to Atlanta, and that was taken away, but by the same token, you learn from that, and I think that there's a little, as you were saying, just a little easier feeling around this team, not as much pressure, guys having fun, and I think it will pay benefits on the field.
Busy weekend already. We got high school football, as we talked about tonight. You got the European version of football over at the Alabama Soccer Stadium as well. The Tide opening things up with Kennesaw State, and again, it may not be the pigskin, Gary, but it's nice to have some teams playing on campus and officially kind of getting things going.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, classes started on Wednesday, and you said a soccer game tonight, and volleyball cranks up next week, and it's all part of the University of Alabama fall sports efforts. It's not just football, and it's in the air. It's just we're back in school, and there are sports everywhere. And I would encourage people tonight, if your high school team is not playing, to go check out the soccer team. They're a team that's trying to bounce back from a disappointing season. Of sidebar story there with Abby Lutzenkirk and younger sister of the late Philip Lutzenkirk, and changing her number from 33 to 43 to honor her late brother, and no doubt that she is going to be playing with some extra sense of urgency, wanting to represent the Lutzenkirk name well, and they're going to be a lot better. They won their exhibition game this past weekend 2-0 over Mississippi State, so it'd be a good opportunity to go check them out tonight. And they play Sunday night as well. They're going to play a lot of night games to beat the heat and also to try to be a little more fan-friendly. So, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Check out Alabama soccer tonight if you get an opportunity.